You're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Penny Smith, and with me today is Bessie Alcantara, Executive Director of BBF Family Services, and a recent Barbara Bowman Leadership Fellows alumnus, who will be interviewing special guest Jim Norman. Jim is a regular presenter for the Early Childhood Leadership Academy. His areas of expertise is in diversity and inclusion through various positions in a variety of organizations, including Kraft and the Archdiocese. Following a recent session about leadership and diversity, the fellows were asked to complete a tool known as the Personal Diversity Maturity Index, as seen in the book entitled Building a House for Diversity by R. Roosevelt Thomas Jr. The following interview takes a deeper dive into some of the questions and themes from the presentation.
Hi, Jim. To start, can you give us an overview of the elephant and the giraffe fable?
The elephant and giraffe fable starts with the giraffe, who has an award-winning house. He's a very successful business, and he knows the elephant. They've worked together. They have children in the school. He recognized him as a great worker, a great woodworker, the same business that the giraffe is in. He invites the giraffe into his house, and immediately they begin to run into some challenges. The elephant, in fact, does some damage to the wood shop, the doors, the walls, the thresholds. When the giraffe discovers this, he's very quick to point out and identify that these differences that the elephant brings have the source of the damage. And he's very quick to want to correct, to change the elephant by ballet class and by aerobics class, making the elephant lighter on his feet so that he can move up the stairs, and to send him to aerobics class so he can be a bit slimmer, to move through the tall, narrow doorways and hallways of a giraffe's house. The fable ends with the giraffe saying to the elephant, "I like you. I know you like me. Let's work together." And it leaves with the elephant pondering, can an elephant ever work in a giraffe's house? The fable is a symbol for those bringing difference into a structure not designed for them at its onset. So the walls, the doors of the giraffe's house represent the policies, procedures, the preferences, the traditions of an organization. The stairs leading to the higher levels represent perhaps the corporate ladder or the ladder of advancement in an organization. In an organization that can't support or sustain the weight or the diversity of someone who's bringing any form of difference. It's a way for us to begin to identify the dimensions of diversity, the various attributes of diversity, and the behavioral aspects of diversity. We all have, in fact, in our lives been giraffes and elephants.
Thank you, Jim. That gives us something to think about as we think about how we approach diversity and inclusion in our organizations.
Please join us for the next podcast in this series entitled Bottom Line versus Values.